Support for the homemade broadcast on Sunshine 96.7 FM WMTB comes from Truvy Salon and Spa in St. Petersburg. Located at 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, Truvy Salon and Spa offers hair care products and salon services by appointment only. Find out more about Truvy Salon and Spa at their website, TruvySalonAndSpa.com.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
If you're trying to restrict people, impose mandates, if you're trying to ruin their jobs and their livelihoods and their small business, if you are trying to lock people down, I am standing in your way, and I'm standing for the people of Florida. Why don't you do your job? Why don't you get this border secure? And until you do that, I don't want to hear a blip about COVID from you.
Above the Sunshine City, RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
If you were a program director, ops manager, which you are, de facto, but no one admits it. And you say, like, hey, Mike's going to replace somebody. This is going to be. Who is it going to be?
I would probably get rid of, I would keep Anna and Will, because I think they're both good. I would get rid of that show. We'd probably put some syndicated programming on it for cheaper. And then I'd add them to different shows.
Oh, okay.
I think Will is a prize that nobody's discovered yet.
Yeah, he's a diamond in the rough, for sure.
Yeah, I would put him on a different show and give him more exposure.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
This is Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com and Sunshine 96.7 FM, downtown St. Petersburg. Welcome back to the program. My name is Will Koontz. Anna Hummel here shortly. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line, HMBRadio.com. is the website. Do head over there, click the news page, find out what's happening in the Tampa Bay area, and put up news stories here and there. Nice and condensed, short, sweet, to the point. You don't have to read 1,000 words by some moron. You can read, 100 words by this moron instead and still get the same information. So I encourage you, go check that out, hmbradio.com/news. Do subscribe to the podcast. Occasionally, not been as good with it, but occasionally a podcast goes out on that feed that may not be heard on Radio St. Pete. So, may catch your fancy or something. Who knows? So do subscribe. And you can head over to the store, probably the last week for the store. So if you've been thinking about getting something, I have to figure out when my website subscription is up because it's too expensive to keep a shop up on that site. And, for what I've sold and how much it costs me, it just doesn't make sense. So, embarrassingly enough. But if you think about getting something, make sure you go do it ASAP because it's probably going to be gone there pretty soon. There's some hats and hoodies and shirts. So, it's pretty cool. No masks. I thought about putting masks up there, too. They make those. But no. I'm not going to do that. Even though they're back in style, you got to wear them now. Florida is ground zero, I guess you could say, for new restrictions that could possibly come in, and criticism, certainly, by, you know, press, local and corporate, nationwide, especially nationwide. Ron DeSantis is public enemy number one, boy. And that clip that I played was him speaking at a press conference about some criticism that came from President Joe Biden, where he specifically called out Florida and Texas for the cases, case numbers. They are, those two states alone are making up for a third of the new cases. I don't really know what that means. We're counting cases now. I don't understand why it was hospitalizations that were important, deaths. You know, those are, hospitalizations are going up, and deaths are still way down from where they were with the vaccines and the treatments that we have available now. Yeah, he faced some questions this week, and I got to hand it to Ron DeSantis. He's hanging tough with, you know, obviously the press, with a target on his back, and the administration, the regime, you know, firing back at him. This is from Fox 13 here, Tampa. He says, one day after President Joe Biden criticized Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' approach to the COVID-19 pandemic as bad health policy, the governor fired back. Biden, during a press briefing in the White House last Tuesday, was asked about the moves by DeSantis and Texas Governor Greg Abbott that have included such things as blocking school districts from requiring students to wear masks. And Biden said that, I believe the results of their decisions are not good for their constituents. And it's clear to me that most of the medical experts that the decisions are being made, like not allowing mask mandates in school, are bad health policy. Bad health policy, he whispered in grandpa voice, soothing, soothing grandpa voice. Ron DeSantis has made it clear, though, that we will not have any sort of mask mandate or, you know, masking in schools or shutting down anything. He said, we are not shutting down. He said that in a press conference in Miami last week. He said, we are going to have schools open. We are protecting every Floridian's job in the state. We are protecting people's small business. These interventions have failed time and time again throughout the pandemic, not just in the United States. Driven by the highly contagious Delta variant, Florida hit 11,515 hospitalized patients last week on Tuesday, breaking the last year's record for the third straight day and up from 1,000 in June. Slightly more than 49% of Floridians are fully vaccinated. The governor said that the hospitalizations will fall off in the next coming week, attributing the spiking cases to state residents spending more time indoors to escape the summer's heat and humidity. He also noted that fewer people are dying of COVID now than compared to last year because of the success in getting the state's elderly population vaccinated. He said that even among a lot of those positive tests, you are seeing much less mortality than you did over a year ago. He said, would I rather have 5,000 cases among 20-year-olds or 500 cases among seniors? I would rather have the younger. He blasted the media for creating an hysteria by focus on these accounts, saying that they are fearmongers. He said that he fears that the media will discourage people who have serious ailments to go to the hospital for treatment. I don't want to see a repeat because of the some type of media hysteria where people have heart problems or stroke and they don't get care, he said. Meanwhile, President Biden last week slammed DeSantis and Abbott for blocking mask mandates and not taking serious precautions for the new influx of coronavirus cases.
Just two states, Florida and Texas, account for one-third of all new COVID-19 cases in the entire country. Just two states. Look, we need leadership from everyone. If some governors aren't willing to do the right thing to beat this pandemic, then they should allow businesses and universities who want to do the right thing to be able to do it. I say to these governors, please help. But if you aren't going to help, at least get out of the way of the people who are trying to do the right thing.
And of course, Ron DeSantis had his now viral moment when asked about these comments by President Biden.
Joe Biden has taken to himself to try to single out Florida over COVID. This is a guy who ran for president saying he was going to, quote, shut down the virus. And what has he done? He's imported more virus from around the world by having a wide open southern border. You have hundreds of thousands of people pouring across every month. His solution is he wants to have the government force kindergartners to wear masks in school. His vision is, just like in New York City, restaurants should ban young kids from being able to go in because they're not eligible for vaccination, and law-abiding citizens have to produce proof of their medical records just to go to the gym. He wants that, but yet if you want to vote, he thinks it's too much of a burden to show a picture ID when you're voting. If you're trying to restrict people, impose mandates, if you're trying to ruin their jobs and their livelihoods and their small business, if you are trying to lock people down, I am standing in your way, and I'm standing for the people of Florida. Why don't you do your job? Why don't you get this border secure? And until you do that, I don't want to hear a blip about COVID from you. Thank you.
In the face. Booyah. Facial, dude. Yeah, Ronnie D's holding tough. So no restrictions here. Now, it doesn't stop, really, businesses from doing what they want, as Joe Biden mentioned about universities and the like. If you're a business and you want to not make money, you're free to do that. I mean, there's a popular Anna Maria restaurant that's getting into the vaccine business, but not in the way you might think. The Beach Bistro restaurant is asking their customers and their staff to be vaccinated. They said that when you call for a reservation, we ask you if you're vaccinated. That's Sean Murphy, the owner of Beach Bistro. He said, if you say no, and you haven't, then we say, well, go get vaccinated and give us a call back. He says that we do not ask for any verification. We're not allowed to, but they're relying on the honor system for that. So if you go, just lie and you can get some. I looked at the menu. I pulled it up and it looks lovely. It looks like a lovely establishment. So if you do make a reservation, just giving you the heads up to lie and say that you are vaccinated. Otherwise, you may not get one. It looks like a great place, I gotta tell you. He's owned the bistro for 35 years. And when the pandemic hit, he had to get creative. He said he got all this ventilation systems. He did strict testing. And he really urged his staff to get vaccinated. And he's asking his customers to do the same. He says, I don't think it's a surprise. I think they care about their customers. I think they care about their staff and everybody else who visits here, said Gina Granger, a lady. Murphy says that the numbers show that Florida is leading the country in new COVID infections, and emphasizes his point even more by asking customers to get vaccinated. So he's hoping that other business owners will, you know, follow suit, okay? It's kind of just grandstanding because you can just lie and get around it, but I suppose they're free to do that, and I know it would turn a lot of people off, too, because of their politics on the other side. They might be like, I don't want to go to your stupid bistro. How about that? I'll go to Gary's sports bar. I'll smoke cigs and eat chicken wings at the same time. How about that, Buster Brown? I got into a pretty heated confrontation with a coworker of mine on air the other night. It's on the Johnny B Show podcast feed. So if you want to go listen to that, just search the Johnny B Show on iTunes. The whole 40 minutes is up there, which I'll probably get yelled at about because we're only supposed to make those clips a few minutes long. But, you know, with the masking and every this just seems like it's totally political move to me at this point. CDC is writing eviction moratoriums and policies on immigration, and that's not what they're supposed to do. Does that not feel weird to anybody else? You know, they're encouraging the masking again, and those masks don't work. I'm not saying don't wear a mask, but you got to get an N95 or better yet, a respirator if you want to stop the particle size of that virus. They're microscopic. They're going to go right through the T-shirt material mask that you're wearing. And even Biden's COVID czar, I forget his name, pretty much said that on national TV. And I brought that up to a friend of mine on air. And, you know, her reaction to that was, oh, is it Breitbart? No, it's not. And that kind of set me off because that's what people do. It's automatically the binary. And actually, I'm going to find that for you and play that. This is President Biden's former COVID person, Michael Osterholm. He's an epidemiologist And here's his take on the current masks that we're wearing.
We know today that many of the face cloth coverings that people wear are not very effective in reducing any of the virus movement in or out. Either you're breathing out or you're breathing in. And in fact, if you're in the upper Midwest right now, anybody who's wearing their face cloth covering can tell you they can smell all the smoke that we're still getting. We need to talk about better masking. We need to talk about N95 respirators, which would do a lot for both people who are not yet vaccinated or not previously infected, protecting them, as well as keeping others who might become infected, having been vaccinated, from breathing out the virus.
And there's examples of this where, you know, these masks, why aren't we wearing three masks again? If this Delta is you know, more contagious, which I'm sure it is, why aren't we wearing three masks? Why isn't the government providing us with N95s? Why aren't they encouraging us to get N95s or respirators? Nobody's taking it seriously that's telling you to do it. Jen Psaki is not wearing a mask in the press briefing room. AOC, you know, does her protests and puts it on for the cameras. Now there's video of this where she's puts it on for the camera and takes it right off and is back and, you know, not wearing a mask again. This is just nonsense. It's ridiculous. I encourage you to go listen to that Johnny B Show podcast where Kelly and I fight. It's all in good fun though. I love Kelly and she's a good gal. 9 to midnight, 102.5 The Bone. You can hear that program, every night, Monday through Friday. So check that out, thebononline.com. And follow me on Twitter and Instagram, home_made_man. Follow HMB Radio on Facebook. And go check out hmbradio.com. Like I said, get your merch because it's coming to an end here pretty soon. And if you want to just throw in a few bucks to the tip jar, I encourage you to do that too, hmbradio.com/donate. And as always, I want to hear what you're feeling. How you're thinking? Are you scared? Are you feeling optimistic? What's the future? What's the outlook right now for you? 813-693-2124.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCPete.com.
So what's going on, Will? What's on your mind?
Just trying to think about how to start this podcast.
I know you are.
And
I see it.
I usually always have a way of crowbarring something in and making it seem effortless, but I just feel like I have the urge to brag because
you got COVID again.
No.
Oh.
I feel like I might have COVID and I've just had it for the past year.
You're what do they call it? A long hauler.
But it just mild symptoms.
Oh, okay.
I've been feeling my sinuses are jacked and they have been for weeks. I did get out of town last weekend and I felt a little better, so I think it's just the red tide, because as soon as I got back to the Tampa Bay area, inflamed, awful. But I did something this week, and I think you'll be proud of me. I joined a gymnasium this week.
Holy shiz with a Z.
No kidding.
I've only been, seriously, honestly, how long have I been telling you to join a gym?
Oh, basically since, you know, I've known you, probably.
Right. About 3-4 years.
Yeah, I always just felt like it was a fat joke whenever you brought it up. But I did, I did because I ran, you know, I run, I'm a runner, fast walker, whatever you want to call it, shuffler. You know, I get out there, I've been pretty disciplined with that over the years, but it's so hot outside now.
It's hot in August?
Oh my God.
Florida?
It's just too hot. Oh. I can't take it anymore. And, you know, I can handle the heat, but where I started to get to the point where I was getting lightheaded and almost falling over,
yeah,
I said, I need to figure out something else. So I joined a local gymnasium here in town, and I hate it. I've gone a few times already, and I already want to quit. Can't stand it. I hate everybody that goes to a gym. I want to do a mass shooting inside the gym. It's essentially what I'm saying.
I'm glad we're recording this.
I won't.
There were no signs at all
but
when he went into the UFIT and shot it up.
Well, let's just say I don't want to, but if I had to select a place to do a mass shooting, if it was my life was on the line, it would be this gym that I joined.
It would be like LA Fitness from 4 to 7 p.m.
Whenever. I don't even care. Whenever,
well,
what time?
Prime time is the worst time to go.
Then good. I want as many as I can possibly get
full
at this
capacity.
Place. And it's not even, you know, the patrons are bad enough, but the people that work there, I don't know why they need to hire the equivalent of a gym as a person to work at a gym.
Like they're the size of a gym?
No, they are just, their personality is that of a gym.
Okay.
You know, they have a very, everybody that I spoke to there that had a shirt on with the gym's logo on it is the stupidest person that I've ever met in my life. And I don't know if it's an act. I almost get the vibe that it's some sort of costume.
Are they young? Can we blame it on that?
A lot of them seem pretty young. They all have this California kind of, like, oh, hey, dude, what's going on? Like, that type of, like, what? it's almost to the point where it's stereotypical.
How, okay, I go to the gym frequently.
Yeah.
I don't interact with the people that work at the gym unless I need something.
Well, so here's the thing. I'm a new sign up.
Oh.
So I had to register online to get the free guest pass. So I did that. And then I worked out there, and it wasn't great, but I go, you know, it's one of those cheap gyms. It doesn't cost that much. So I said, okay, I'm just going to sign up. It was good enough. I got to do my cardiovascular exercise and, you know, do some squats in the corner.
Okay,
cool, man. Let's sign you up. And then he takes my credit card down and everything. And then the general manager is there, older woman, great shape, blonde, pretty. And she goes, you know, just starts chit-chatting. And she goes, why don't you, next time you come in, let me just talk to you about what you're trying to accomplish, and I can see if I can help you. And I go, okay, well, she's obviously going to try to sell me.
Yeah, she's trying to sell you a private gym session.
Yeah,
sessions.
But it kind of, she did a good job at it because while I knew that's what it was, I agreed to it. I don't know. And then as soon as I got back home, I go, why did I agree to this? First of all, I don't want a personal trainer.
Sure.
You know, and I don't want it from that place anyways. If I could get a real deal one, that would, not that they're not, I'm sure they know what they're doing there and everything.
But
don't
like,
get me
if
wrong.
If you were at a private gym or you did boxing,
right.
I get that.
That would be something different, but I don't, the only people who do that are like the old people.
It's a bad look.
It's a bad
look. I'll be
honest
with you, it's a bad look.
Yeah.
It's like, this guy, you just started learning how to work out at, you know, however old you are, 43 or whatever.
Yeah, I'm 43 years old. So, yeah, and I got my confirmation email, and it said, you know, you have an appointment on...
Usually the first one is free, so just letting you know.
Yeah.
They're going to give you a free session, and then they're going to try to, you know...
Well, this is... Money. Yeah, anyway. I'll tell you what happened. So... I get my email confirmation and it says PT consult, which is personal training consultation. Yeah. I go, this is what I knew what it was. I don't want this.
But you knew what it was.
But I got the confirmation and that's in fact what it was.
Yeah, of course.
So I called and I talked to the guy that signed me up. Nice kid. And I go, hey, bud, I was just in there and, you know, I don't need the consultation. You know, I don't want to waste her time. I'm not interested in anything like that.
I don't want to waste anybody's time.
Yeah. And it's, oh, bro, it's not a waste of her time, man. She's just there to, like, give you, you know, the basics to show you around. And it's totally not a waste of her time, man. That's what he sounds like.
Okay.
And he's like, don't worry about it, brother. Seriously, just come in and let her do your thing. And she'll show you around. I go, And I should have said, no, that's okay. Just cancel it. I walked around. I know where everything is. You know, I know what things do for the most part.
Yeah. And it's not that big of a gym, is it?
No.
Okay. So you could see what's going on everywhere.
Yeah. You can.
There's no
turn
pool.
Your head around. No.
There's no like, is there like a spin studio?
No.
Okay. So you get it.
No, I get it. I got it. It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
And I go, okay. Well, all right. I'll see you on noon.
And then
on
you
Thursday.
Hang up and you go, why did I?
Yeah, that's immediately what I did.
I
should have
just.
So then I'm dreading.
You're just trying to be agreeable, Will. This is where you got it all wrong.
I don't know
wrong.
Why I'm trying to be so agreeable.
You're like a good person or something. You're like trying to make other people happy at the detriment of yourself.
Even though I know that I'm not, no matter what she says.
You'll never be happy. Sorry.
Well, no matter what she says, first of all, I just don't have the capital to hire. So, I mean, it just can't happen.
And you don't want it from an old woman, older
woman.
Well,
she's not old. She's probably slightly older than I was.
Oh, well, you said older.
Yeah.
Older than you.
Older than me. Which
okay,
is,
yeah, if you want somebody, you'd probably need like a black dude like David Goggins in a private like boxing gym.
Sure.
That's respectable.
That would be great.
That's respectable,
that's
but not from like Linda.
No. Her name was KJ, I think. So
yeah.
Just tells you where we're at.
Yeah.
So I get in there and then it's another moron. at the front desk, a woman, and she's the guy that I spoke to, but female. Hey, how's it going? Doing now? Very bubbly.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, I have to meet with KJ at noon. And she's, oh my God, totally. Yeah. She's actually in a meeting right now. But if you just like have a seat for a minute, I'm going to give you a piece of paper to fill out. That's okay. Swear to God, that's what she sounds like.
I believe you.
I go, okay, yeah, sure. So I'm looking at it, and then it's asking, you know, do you have any ailments? Do you have any injuries? What's your diet like? What would you like to accomplish? On a scale from 1 to 10, how important is your physical fitness to you?
Yeah.
So I fill it out, and finally, 20 minutes later, now I'm sneaking out because I'm working from home. I'm doing air quotes right now.
Yeah.
My job's not very demanding, so I can sneak out for a little bit. But it's, you know, I'm already 20 minutes in. I don't want to be away for too long. And I wanted to work out while I was at the gym. And finally, 25 minutes later, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. You're awesome. Thank you so much for waiting. And we sat down. And,
that's terrible business, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, I was already pretty annoyed. And I was really just about this close to being like, I don't need this. I'm just going to work out and go.
Yeah.
But I, for some reason, wanted to be nice.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know.
Was
I don't,
the bubbly personality at the people at the front? They just kind of set you up to be polite?
Kind of. Even though I hated that.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
You can't, it's hard to be mean to people that are really nice to you.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
And they know that.
They do know that. And that's part of the appeal, I guess. Yeah. So she calls me over, and then she's getting into all this stuff. Well, you know, what do you want to do? I go, oh, I'm just, you know, work out. That's what I signed up for. It's too hot outside, so I'm just here to work out. She goes, well, what do you want to accomplish? Well, obviously, I'd like to drop some weight and build muscle. That's workout. and she goes, okay, well, you know, obviously, you got some work to do. And I'm like,
she said that?
Yeah. And I don't remember exactly how she, but she's not wrong. I didn't take any offense to it at all. That's
probably
true.
Not what you want to say, but okay.
But she's trying to sell herself, right? Like, I can help you. You okay. got work to do, but I can make it go faster.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
she's doing a sales pitch. And, you know, I didn't take any offense to that comment because that's totally true.
And she knows you're a guy. She probably wouldn't say the same thing to a chick.
Probably not. Yeah, I'm sure they have their spiels that they're taught.
For the demo that they're pitching to.
Yeah, so, you know, we're going along and she goes, well, how important is this to you? And I go, you know, pretty important.
My health,
she goes, well, why aren't you, like, why isn't it very important? Like, why? And you go, well, it is. I just have other stuff. You know,
that
I work
you would
two
prioritize,
jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like I still want to eat like crap and drink beer on the weekends. And if I have to
Did you say that?
Yeah. And I said, if I'm, you know, a little husky because of that or a lot husky, that's fine with me. I just want somewhere where I can move my body around and
that is
not
amazing.
Die.
Like she should just be jumping at the bit for that. Like as far as someone who's actually concerned about someone else's health.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, as well, she you know, she jumped on me for that. She goes, well, you know, there's a lot of medical problems that come with, you know, being overweight, and we want to prevent that, and that's why you get in. I go, yes, I understand all these things. I go, look, I'm under the care of a physician, and he's expressed this to me already, that obviously I know that I need to do better, but I'm just not going to do it, okay? You know? And she's like, well, and then she's, well, why? You know, it's important. And then she went, well, you know, it's not, doctors aren't always the best people to talk to about these things.
About health?
I guess.
Then
I didn't.
Would it be her? I'm assuming she's the
I'm
the
assuming she, in her point of view, in her mind, that is the person that I need to talk to is her. And I don't know if that means because they can't help you with training.
Yeah,
because
they're saving lives.
Because she could certainly help me with nutrition. And he told me, he goes, I'll just put you on a special diet and we'll get you, you know, to drop some weight, but you'd have to really be committed to it. And I go, okay, I don't want to do that. He went, no problem. And he let it go. He goes, you know, it's your health. It's up to you.
Yeah.
So, and I said, maybe eventually I'll get there and then we can do the diet thing. And everything. He goes, okay, cool. Let it go. Now, what is his role? Is he supposed to harass me into?
Yeah. He lets you know what's going on and you have the autonomy over your body and your decisions that you make with your health about what you want to do. I think that's perfect.
But she's trying to like pressure me into caring about myself.
And she asked you how important this is to you and then got like mad at you or argued with you that it wasn't important enough when she asked you. Like,
yeah. And so then I had to go a new route because I'm just like, listen, I'm on a very strict budget. And I just don't have the faculties to get any sort of training. I go, look, I know this is your job. You know, you're here to sell personal training. She goes, well, yeah, I am. I just flat out just admitted it.
Sure.
I go, I get it. And I said, look, I don't have the money and I'm just really not interested in this today. She goes, well, what if it costs $1? I went, sure. If it costs $1, sure. And she goes, well, what about $5? And I went, okay. I'm going to go. I'm going to go now. And I'm going to go work out and lift some weights and be on my way. I appreciate your time. I do not want to waste your time. $1? I wanted to call her bluff. $1, fine. We can do $1. But it's just going to be, that's the worst one. What about $10? Which I'm assuming would have been the next step. And then upward and upward and upward.
Of course. That is a great, weird, bizarre tactic, but funny so as hell.
I felt like she got mad at me a little bit about it because I was a little frustrated. I was nice and I didn't want to do this. Okay. I just want to go on the elliptical machine and do some curls.
Yeah.
And be done. Leave
yeah.
for the day, you know? She goes, all right. She kind of got like a little stink. She goes, that's fine. If you don't care about your health.
You're just going to get type 2 diabetes and die. That's on you.
That's fine. That's fine. And that's my own. I take accountability and responsibility for my level of fitness and unhealthiness.
That is funny.
So funny now it's weird, though. I feel like next time I see her, there's going to be tension. I was nervous leaving because I was trying to wait for her to walk away from the front desk.
Okay.
But I caught her when she was there and I had my headphones in and she did give me the bye, Will, have a great day. And she was nice.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know how to respond.
I didn't know how to respond.
God, that is funny. And that was just like such a last ditch effort just to see, like, she feels the fish getting away and she's just throwing anything at it, any kind of bait.
Yeah.
But yeah, interesting marketing tactic. But I think in the moment she kind of got heated because she was, you know, really trying to make a sale. And I think she was really just disappointed with herself. But I don't think she's going to give you any problems. I don't think she's going to hold that against you because you know what? She's told no 20 times a day, every day.
Yeah. No, I should have known better. I put myself through this. I didn't need to put I knew exactly what it was. I knew I was dreading it and it made me dread it for days because I just wanted to go in there. I don't want to talk to any of them. Yeah. I don't want to talk to anybody. A person who works there or anybody else. I just wanted, and of course, you know, for one of the first things that happened, I'm getting ready to use the pull down machine and I'm going to find the piece of pull down thing, the hand.
The grip, whatever.
The grip, new kind of grip that I wanted to use. And as soon as I walk to go to that thing, somebody just grabs it and starts using it.
Of course.
I'm just like, this stinks.
Yeah.
This
is awful. It's too hot. And I'm telling you, if you start working out and working out right, you're going to like it. Because I've told you this for years. Like, you're already a bigger dude. And so all you got to do is, like, shape. You know, you're like we're sculpting you into David right now, you know? We don't have to get the materials. The material is there. We just got to sculpt it away.
Yeah, you know? I do feel like I've done it before. I spent, you know, when I was 18, I was 280 pounds.
Jesus.
And I went into the gym and I lost 100 pounds in that summer. But I would go to the gym every day for 3 hours.
Okay, well, that's a bit excessive.
So I have...
And you don't have 100 to lose.
No, but I'm close to it.
100 pounds?
I mean, I'm about 240 right now. Well, no, I wouldn't. Not 100. And no. But I could probably drop 50 pounds.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, that's doable.
That seems doable. I don't know if it is, though, because I don't know. Well, my body is just stuck.
Well, and like you said, you're not willing to make the concession, which is fine.
Mm.
But you're not. It seems like you're not willing to make the concessions to get it to 190. You know,
listen,
you could. Yeah. I don't think you're metabolically broken. You might be, but probably not.
I don't think so. I mean, I've done blood work and stuff, I'm fine.
Triglycerides and thyroid's all good.
Triglycerides are high. Cholesterol is high. Okay. All those things, but. I eat like crap most of the time. Outside of, I still do the NTT nutrition thing, but I only do, you know, about 7 meals a week.
Okay.
Out of the...
And you kind of do some damage on the weekends.
And I do some damage on the week. Bacon, like, I like to make breakfast on the weekends.
Honestly, I'll say this, and, you know, I know it's kind of like the new hot, it's the hot girl on the scene, but, you know, have you thought about keto?
I thought I'm about keto. Person.
Have you thought about keto? Because I'm telling you, like, fat, obviously you don't want to, like, overdo it. You don't need any trans fat. I'm not trying to be, like, you know, transphobic, racist, whatever, but, like, you don't need trans fat. Saturated fat in moderation is great. Unsaturated fat is fine. Protein is great. Protein is fine. If you can not eat sugar or try to cut that down, cut those carbs down, which does kind of include stuff like fruit, but, you know, mostly, you know, the potatoes, the pastas, that's the stuff that really kills
I don't
you.
Really eat that anyways. No, not really. I like more, I'm a meat eater.
I'd go keto if you could.
I might be able to do that if it's just meat and vegetables, but I guess some vegetables are not great either because they're starchy.
Vegetables are carbs, but again, you can get to the point where even if you just lower your carb intake, it will do a massive amount of difference, I'm telling you. And if you're already kind of leaning to, you like the eggs, you like the cheese, you like the meat, just kind of go full keto and just try to stay away from, like, the sugars and stuff like that, and you will drop weight.
I don't know what sugars I consume. I drink black coffee.
Okay,
I don't do any sugar in my coffee.
I can help you. Do you have a dollar?
It's $1 for the first session. And then I usually have lunch is typically...
I've got you right now.
Uh-huh.
Beer.
Beer is probably one of those things that get me. But I don't drink every day. I don't drink beer.
I know.
But I drink beer maybe once a week.
Okay. But like a lot of it.
A lot of it, yeah. Like an excessive amount.
I know. Any sort of like, what are your, like you, I know you have like, sometimes you have like a bun on whatever. Is that something you have regularly? Bread?
A bun?
Bread. Oh, or bread. Like you'll have a burger with a bun on it.
Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah.
Okay.
Occasionally. All white right. bread, yeah.
I mean, of what I've seen you eat, you're not crazy, you know. I've never seen you really, like, gorge yourself, except, like, on a holiday, but that's a holiday.
Yeah.
But if you can, you know, maybe log what you eat for, like, a day or two and just kind of see where you're heavy on the carbs and see if you can exchange that for more fat or protein or something that's, like, high volume but, like, lower calories, you know?
Yeah.
And see what you can do there. Since you're already kind of leaning to keto anyways, I'm always like path of least resistance when it comes to exercise, when it comes to whatever. Like people are like, I hate running. I'm like, then swim. Like do something else. Like do an aerobics class. Like don't force yourself to run. If you hate it, you can do other stuff. Same with diet. You know, if you're already leaning keto, like think about like going deeper into that.
Yeah, I think I could do steak, like grilled chicken. I could probably eat that every day. Eggs.
Yeah.
Cheese.
Yeah. If you could do like high fat, high protein, you got to be careful because you're, you know, with your cholesterol and stuff like
that.
Right. But if you're working out and you start burning ketones instead of like carbs, you're going to start burning stored fat.
So yeah.
You're not going to just be burning because when you eat a bunch of carbs, that's what you're burning when you go work out or you move or something like that, because that's the easiest for your body to deconstruct into fuel. But once you don't have, that's why keto is so popular, because once you don't have any glucose and no glycogen in your muscles or in your bloodstream, then the body's like, okay, well, what are we going to use now? And then that's when they take the fat and they start burning that.
Yeah, so. Well, maybe I will look into that. I wonder if NTT has meals like that.
I'm
I bet
sure
you they
do. Keto,
but you have to be like, if you have a potato, then you ruin everything.
Well, you can, you know, you can drop out of ketosis, but honestly, it's just better to have less carbs anyways, like a low carb. You know, maybe you're not 100% keto, but you kind of want to get. I've been learning a lot about metabolic flexibility. So if you have like a pasta one night, it's not going to throw you off your whole game, but you can kind of, your body is able to use like ketones and glucose and kind of, that's like would be the goal. But I think going lower carb is just the way to go, because if you go lower carb, you're probably just by de facto of how things are made, you're going to probably have a lot less processed stuff.
What vegetables are low carb?
I mean, I would just stick with like greens, you know, broccoli, go asparagus. And these all have carbs, by the way. Vegetables are carbs, but it's not like as many carbs as like a pizza or something.
Right, right.
But I would go greens. You want to stay away from the starchy stuff. So you want to stay away from potatoes. Doesn't mean like forever. I'm not a forever, never.
I don't even like potatoes.
Yeah.
So I like a loaded baked potato every once in a while.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah. But I mean fries and stuff like that.
Oh, I do like fries.
Right. So those are potatoes, Will.
Oh,
so,
crap.
Yeah, I'd go like spinach, broccoli, cauliflower, like collard greens, kale, like stuff like that, asparagus. That's all going to – zucchini is great. Eggplant is good. Like all
that. Oh, I love eggplant.
Stuff. Eggplant is really good. I got on the eggplant train. It's good. And it's only like 20 calories for a cubed cup. It's pretty good. Mm. But that's what I would do. If you kind of lean into that, go heavy protein and fat, I think you'd be good.
Well, we'll see. I have to get a book on how to work out again too, because even though I felt like I knew what I was doing, then it would come back to me like riding a bike. It didn't really – click what the old routine used to be. So yeah.
I would just YouTube yourself into education.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's it. Just
there's everything.
Everything I learned was from YouTube.
All right. Well, if you have any tips for me, other fat asses out there, that's it. That's who gives you advice with these sort of things. Yes. It's like people in worse condition than you. They always have something to say. 813-693-2124. You can add me on Instagram and Twitter at @home_made_man. And that number is for Anna and me. I've answered questions on Anna's behalf there.
Thank you.
And if it's something specifically for her or a voicemail or whatever, we'll play it on here and you can yell at her or do whatever you want. And then Anna's just Anna Hummel Radio.
That's it, man. Yeah, hit me up and I might ignore you, but we'll see how it goes. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for tuning in. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you listen on podcasts, thank you. Tell a friend about it. Retweet it. Share it. Really does help. My name is Will Koontz. This has been HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com and Sunshine 96.7 FM. Have a good one. See ya.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.